we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Next on the Triple Dipper, you know, the southern border, I mean, it goes in cycles, goes in waves, I guess. You hear about it, you hear about it, you hear about it. Ah, nothing to hear. I was thinking this morning as I was getting the show ready, I had an idea for, you know, one of the dippers, and I thought, wait a minute. What's going on with the southern border? It's like, is that off the cycle right now? Why are we not talking about it? There's been a lot of things happening. But between, you know, submarines disappearing on the Titanic and who's running for president and do they have the goods on Trump yet or not, you look at it and go, okay, I guess it's a secondary story in the eyes of the news producers. But no, it has not slowed down a bit. Now, let me go ahead and suggest this to you. In 2016, when Trump ran for president, he made the border wall, the border itself, he made the border a heightened political issue. Rightfully so. I'm glad he did. I think the border wall issue is a part of what captivated the imaginations of the audience who listened to him at a time when Trump was not known in terms of his politics. It gave him something that nobody else was willing to say. Everybody was talking about, well, we need to take steps to determine what is fair and even and how can we... And he just came out and said, we're going to build a wall. We're going to build a big, beautiful wall. And he began doing it. You know, that's one of the things I will say. When he got in office and they tried to shortchange him, he just found a way to reallocate funds and just keep going and start to build that wall. It is just appalling to me that we are the United States of America, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we don't even take care of our borders. I mean, all my life, I have always heard about illegals coming across the Rio Grande or whatever. Not like this. At this point, you can't get down there and swing a dead cat without hitting an illegal crossing the border. And it's hit such epic proportions right now. In fact, let me just grab, hang on a second. I'm going to go down in my stack here. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. We're calling it Border Wars. Let me just tell you some stats that I was just reviewing during the last break. It was in the story, I think, from the Epoch Times. Yes, Epoch Times. Here it is. Dateline yesterday. Exodus of border officials continue as four more quietly resigned. So what's happening is senior officials in Customs and Border Patrol and Department of Homeland Security are beginning to bail. They do not want to be in the middle of this anymore. One of the things that I've got here says that a guy for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a group called FAIR, said at some point you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I just can't do this anymore. Well, they lost another major individual within the ranking structure that controls the border policies. In the meantime, FAIR has come out with its most recent report. On June 22nd, what is that, last Friday? On June 22nd, FAIR reported that the impact of illegal immigration on the United States shows that illegal immigration has cost the taxpayers $163 billion. $163 billion. That's a lot of Pete Buttigieg buses right there. $163 billion. The group also reported that it is estimated now that the population of illegal immigrants living in the United States has now reached 16.8 million total. 16.8 million illegals living in the United States. And I guarantee you, we don't know where most of them even are. He points out, Texas Congressman Troy Niels points out, that number, 16.8, that's more than the population of 46 of the 50 states. It's that much. It's going to be an issue. So and it should be. We have to make this a major issue in the presidential campaigns. It's a target-rich environment, y'all. You can campaign on just about anything right now. Are you a fiscal policy guy? Oh, let's talk Bidenomics. Are you an energy sector person? Yeah, let's get down to that whole energy independence thing. Are you a war hawk? Let's talk about Ukraine and about wokeness in the military. Are you a cultural issues guy? Yeah, we'll deal with that wokeness. And oh, by the way, we'll also deal with education and keeping the teachers union at bay. You know, go on and on. You got your list. But something that every Republican needs to be geared towards is dealing with our southern border, fixing our southern border. And man, I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like it's time to crack down. Well, I'll tell you in a few minutes when we get back from the break. So Ron DeSantis went down to the border either yesterday or the day before. And he has now issued his plan for dealing with the southern border. And oh, man, he ain't playing. I think the thing that sets him apart is his plan allows the use of deadly force. What? Yes. I think it was his words. He said, you drop a couple of cartel members trying to cut a hole in the fence, and that'll send a signal. Well, that's a plan, among other things. We're going to deal with it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to come right back from this break, and we'll be in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Border Wars. And I'll dig in and tell you, this ain't over, and we got a long way to go. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Jumping right back in. By the way, let me just say this before I do. During the break, you heard commercials playing, right? It's the way of the world, right? Every time you go to break, you got to hear commercials. But the truth is, those commercials are part of what keeps this show on the air. Right Side Radio is a standalone business. If you didn't know, the stations that you hear us on, we are not owned by them. We own our own content. But like any other business, we have to have the revenue to sustain operations. So that being said, one of the ways we do that is by selling ads. If you listen to this show and you're thinking, man, those guys got it going on. They're always cracking me up about something, telling us the truth about things, giving us reasons to believe that we can make a difference because we can. If you want to be a part of that, if you're thinking, I want my business to be aligned with Right Side Radio and the kind of ruffians that listen to it, well, then we'd love to have you. All you got to do is go to our website. You can't call the station to make it work. You got to go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab. Send us a message, and we will get you on the team ASAP. So we'd love to have you. You want to advertise on Right Side Radio, go to rightsideradio.org. Let's see what we got here. Tom from Tanner says in the text line, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Tom from Tanner says, the illegal immigrant number was estimated to be 15 million in 2000. We've been importing more illegals in massive numbers ever since the Bush boy, he says, took office. And every administration since, except Trump. We imported over a million last year alone. The number is now only 16 million. That's because they're making illegals into legals. The real number has to be around 35 million, says Tom. I don't know, man. 16 million feels bad enough to me. If the numbers are off, I can tell you one of the ways that we're seeing falsely reported numbers here in just a minute. Badger from Athens. Where is it, dadgummit? My texter just decides to reboot itself while I'm in the middle trying to read somebody's text. So Badger from Athens, what's he saying? Do you see it?
There you go, yeah. Badger from Athens says the best standalone business.
Meaning Right Side Radio.
Yeah, sure, right.
Nice. Thank you, Badger. We appreciate you. All right, hey, listen, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Border Wars. So I mentioned a minute ago that I've got a story here from the Epoch Times talking about the fact that there's been an exodus of border officials as four more have now quietly resigned. So one of the most recent is a guy named John Teen, Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security John Teen, a highly decorated U.S. Army veteran who served as the director of the National Security Council under both Obama and Bush administrations, said he was leaving to spend more time with his family. Yeah, the organization FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform, ain't buying it. They're saying, no, the reality is he's having a hard time looking at himself in the mirror. So FAIR has been tracking this, and they said that, first of all, the people of the nation are getting more and more and more fed up as illegals are not only allowed in droves, but then they're kind of shipped out all over the nation. It says this week, the story, by the way, came out 2 days ago. It says this week in Unity, Maine, a rural, nearly all-white college town with about 2,000 inhabitants and a median annual income of a little under $27,000, the residents there were upset to learn they were inheriting about 600 illegal immigrants from Portland, a self-appointed sanctuary city. So Portland, Maine, calls themselves a sanctuary city and then sends little bitty Unity, Maine, population 2,000, about a third more of its population. So you just bumped up the population of Unity, Maine by a third by sending 600 illegals there at one time. That's not sustainable, people. That crushes local businesses. That crushes local city services. How about this? Out of the 9,300 border agents that responded to a Department of Homeland Security survey, 25% of them indicate that they plan to quit their jobs in the near future. Wow. Already understaffed, 25% saying job satisfaction's in the tank and they're looking at leaving. So here's the thing. May 31st, 18 states filed a federal complaint against the Biden administration for its policies at the border. The same day the complaint was filed, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz announced he was leaving. So the head of the CBP is leaving. He's resigning. A few days later, a guy named Tay Johnson, Immigration and Customs, that's ICE, acting chief, handed in his resignation. So the head of the CBP and the head of ICE both handed in their resignations. Then came DHS's acting deputy commissioner, Benjamin Huffman, who announced he's retiring. Then came Customs and Border Protection's commissioner, Chris Magnus, who's announced that he's retiring. And the list keeps going as the senior officials within Biden's administration that handle the border don't want their names attached to this during the next presidential cycle. They're like, you know what? We're not doing this. We're done. Now, the Supreme Court came out, by the way, in case you did not know. The Supreme Court came out and had a few things to say about a most recent case. So in an 8-1 ruling, according to CNN, it happened, this storyline was dated last Friday. Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, revived the Biden administration's immigration guidelines. Here's the bottom line. I'm not going to just read the story to you. What happened in this particular case was the states were looking at this and going, hey, Biden administration, you're like letting some in and some not. What can you just enforce the laws across the board, please? Because we can't afford your triage. So what's happening is the Biden administration was picking out the ones they thought were like violent criminals, and we'll stop them. And everybody else just go on. We'll deal with you later. Cities, states, counties, all dealing with it. The Supreme Court said when Texas and Louisiana filed suit on this issue, they didn't have actual standing. If they don't have standing, who does? But the point being made here was they're saying that a state cannot tell the executive branch of the government how to do its business. And whether we like it or not, apparently the Supreme Court believes that the federal government is allowed to pick and choose how to enforce the laws because its job is to be the one that enforces the laws. Oh, there's a nuance for you. I mean, I just look at this and think, good gosh. How do we make this make sense? Well, it doesn't make sense. Y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, I came to the belief a long time ago, this is not just a, let's have different policies. This is not just a, well, Trump did it, we're going to do the opposite. Those two are both true, but the real crux of the matter is They are trying to break our border. There's no way around it. And I am not a conspiracy theorist whatsoever. I am not the guy who believes that there's always someone trying to wreck everything. But in this case, I believe they are trying to wreck it. Unabashedly wreck it. Like, without any compunction, wreck it. So much so that there's talk right now of impeaching Mayorkas. I think he's going to be the first one. Unless this Hunter Biden investigation turns up somebody having literally have a smoking gun that says somebody gave Hunter Biden a pass, which we know they did. We just got to find the thing that says, hey, give him a pass in my name. In the meantime, though, what we can see is that physically speaking, the southern border is a complete wreck. And Alejandro Mayorkas is the guy in charge. I don't know what they expected when they hired him, by the way. He was an open borders guy before he ever became the Secretary of DHS. But Chairman Mark Green, chair of the House Committee on Homeland Security, told in a press release, announced that we just had another 200,000 cross the border last month. 200,000 again last month. And he says that within that, we have an unprecedented number who were apprehended because they're on the terror watch list. He said they had 29 in 1 month on the terror watch list. Makes you wonder, he says, how many got away that we don't know about. Then he points out we've had 10,000 plus Chinese nationals, a 300% increase in Chinese nationals coming across our southern border. And so he says this. He said, my committee doesn't have the power to impeach. That only lies in the Judiciary Committee. He said, but what I'm doing is a five-phase investigation of Mayorkas' failures. And phase one is dereliction of duty. Said he has violated or subverted 11 congressional laws. He has ignored 2 court orders to cease and desist. And we know he's lied to Congress. We prove that definitively. And he's lied 58 times to the American people. So I'm telling you, I think Alejandro Mayorkas, I think his days are just about numbered. At the very least, he's going to go through the impeachment process in the House and see whether or not the Senate will take it up. All right. Last thing, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and take the break about a minute early. Let's do that. Before I start this story, I might as well hang on a minute. Ron DeSantis just went down to the border, came out with his own plan. It's called the Stop the Invasion Plan. Yeah. You guys stay tuned. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Got a few texts here in the line. If you want to text in, you are welcome to it. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call it or text it. I got somebody new in the text line that did not give us their name. Says Miami's mayor and presidential candidate on the border. It doesn't impact our cities in terms of illegal immigration, said Suarez, who is the mayor of Miami, now running for president. He says, you also have 80 to 90,000 Americans that are dying of fentanyl every single year being pushed by China through our southern border. That's the equivalent of a 747 crashing every day. I see it. Hey, tell us who you are and where you're from so we can get you plugged into the system, and thanks for the input. Jerry from Decatur, our DHS secretary immigrated here from Cuba. Go figure. There's that. Teresa from Town Creek. By the way, Cuban immigrants are notoriously conservative, very much so. They are not for what we're seeing right now. Missing in action, common sense. If found, returned to Washington, D.C., American patriots would be very happy. Okay. That's Teresa from Town Creek. I'm sorry. Hey, Ron DeSantis went down to the border the other day and made a splash with his new Stop the Invasion Plan. It's what they're calling it, I believe. The Stop the Invasion Plan. Good name. It's an eye grabber. But here's the thing. Ron DeSantis is saying, if he is elected president, Now, we know what Trump would do, and Trump also came out with a few other things, but Trump began doing it. Trump's got a track record on this. Ron DeSantis is trying to prove that he would be somebody who could get her done and would also separate himself from Trump to some degree so he can have his own way of seeing and doing things. It says, as part of his border plan, Ron DeSantis intends to, where'd he go? He would end catch and release. He would detain migrants at the border until their hearing dates. In other words, not releasing them into the interior of the United States. Deny entry to any migrant at the border claiming political asylum. In other words, political asylum is being abused. We know you don't want political asylum, so no. And then tax remittances from migrants living in the country illegally to pay for the construction of a border wall. What does that mean? Well, we have massive amounts of money that get wired back home to Mexico and Guatemala and South American countries and all around the world every single day. Y'all, it's a cottage industry. I guarantee you, if you look around at some of the places like the pawn shops, check cashing, even some grocery stores, you're going to find stickers on the window. If you look close, you'll find stickers on the window that tell you you can wire overseas and to Mexico. And that's what they do. And money floods out of the United States on a regular basis. And what Ron DeSantis is saying is, if you come here illegally and we're able to locate you, then we're going to tax anything you're sending out of the country like that. I get it. He also, by the way, made some waves when he said that he would add an opportunity for the rules of engagement at the border to allow for the use of deadly force to be used against anybody cutting through the border wall. He adds, quote, if you drop a couple of these cartel operatives, they will stop coming. Ron DeSantis ain't playing. He also said, by the way, he would end birthright citizenship, meaning that if you're coming here solely to have your child here so your child would then become a U.S. citizen, he's saying no, not anymore. He would put an end to that. Now, I'm not sure he can do that one. Now, Ron DeSantis is sharp. He's a former member of Congress. He's an attorney. He understands the law. He's also a governor of Florida. I don't know that he can actually end birthright citizenship because I believe that might be a matter reserved to the Congress, but we'll see. What else have I got here as we move this thing towards its conclusion? Migrant numbers. I said this a minute ago, but here's a separate story. Fox News. See, here's the thing, y'all. If you thought it had been quiet about the southern border, it does not mean it has been quiet on the southern border. Think about it. And I have to wonder, why are we not seeing much about this right now? Why did it get quiet? Because it's not quiet down there. And people are resigning left and right that have to work in or shepherd over the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Patrol, ICE, all of it. Fox News reports as of last week, there were more than 200,000 Customs and Border Protection encounters with migrants at the southern border in May, as officials saw record daily highs before the end of Title 42, followed by a sharp decrease once the public health order ended. It says there were 204,561 encounters at the southern border in May. That's down from the 241,000 encountered in May of 2022. It's also higher, though, than May of 2021. May saw some of the busiest days of the border ahead of the Title 42. Okay, remember Title 42? That was the one that allowed us to use COVID as the reason to send people back quicker. Hey, you come from a country with a high risk, you're out of here. Well, that finally came to an end. In its operational update, I mean, the numbers apparently have gotten somewhat better, but they're not good. In its operational update, the Customs and Border Patrol said that half of all encounters in May occur between May 1st through 11th. Two-thirds, 65%, of all encounters were single adults. 9,943 encounters were of unaccompanied children. By the way, I recognize that children are trafficked. I recognize that children are sometimes get lost in the shuffle and they're trying to figure out where the parents are. And I recognize that some, you know, are being dragged up here by the cartels because they're using them as like a prop to argue why they should be let across the border. What galls me, though, is that some of these kids are actually just being sent out on their own to find their way to the United States. Go north, follow the crowd. You'll be okay. Who does that? Well, there's a lot of them. A lot of them. Listen, y'all, I'm going to tell you, we've got to get... I saw a study. I talked about it once in a monologue. The things that caused the fall of Rome. The different things that caused the fall of Rome. And one of them was a loss of control of its borders. And another was a mass migration that was not sustainable. Even back then, what we're looking at now was a threat. Today, maybe more than ever, because of our laws that so many states and local communities feel obligated to have to use up city services and limited resources. And folks, I'm just telling you, this next election cycle, one of the pivotal things that has to happen is we have to have an election that brings us a president who's going to put a stop to the madness at the southern border. Because madness is all it is. There is no good way to explain away what's happening at the southern border. None. We'll get right back. I'm going to wrap some of this up. You want to text in or call in, I'll take it. Coming up at 4:15, we'll switch gears and go on the phones with Senator Tommy Tuberville. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.